All right. Now, as we settle in and we hear this music, as the notes play through your energetic fields, I want you to just spend a few moments here, opening up and feeling it, about how your energetic fields feel in hearing this music, these notes, this progression of notes. All artistic endeavors, the purpose of all art, and that is every kind of art you can think of. Dance, music, graphic arts, physical arts, sculpting, knitting, sewing, crocheting, crafting, anything, any artistic endeavor you can think of, all of them. The purpose is soul contact. It is because doing these activities brings the mental and therefore the emotional body into sync and into that space of creativity. And it is in this space of creativity where you can most easily meet your soul. And you, in meeting your soul, are strengthening your relationship with soul. You know, every personality on this planet starts off with a relationship to soul. As a definite, integral part or piece of yourself as soul, you have a relationship to your soul. But what we have been acclimating you to is to have a relationship with your soul, with your immediate creator, with the one who knows the number of hairs on your head, the one who knows intimately who you are, who knows clearly, specifically, what your purpose is, the one who, above all others, is in a one definite sense depending on you to seek a relationship together. This is soul's gamble with every incarnation they create. And always, always the goal. The goal is relationship, on a plane of relationships. This illusion, this earth plane, is a plane of relationships. We've called it a plane of mirrors in the past. Well, what is a mirror? It is a reflection, a relationship. It is showing you your relationship to others and to yourself. And building this relationship with yourself, your greater self, of whom you are a part, just as this world and this illusion is a creation of the God of this world. It's all part of these pieces that all fit together, that are all in relationship to one another. And everything in this illusion is a thought held in the mind of God, the God who created it. And this is God working God out, just as you are soul working soul out. And like God with this creation, with all these many billions of pieces together that go into this entire picture, you, along with any other incarnations your soul has, create a picture, a whole picture. And just like any painting, you decide where to put the emphasis. And as you, in a certain sense, and this is where the analogy with the painting falls out, is that that relationship that you have with yourself as soul is vital. And conversely, the more that you progress spiritually as an individual, the more energy soul wants to place with you, because you are reaching, you are walking the way, you are reaching for the goal, and you are working in harmony with your immediate creator, that you both might evolve to the next level on your journey. For all of life is on a journey of evolution, just as God is on a journey of evolution. From a lesser God to a greater God. Your soul is looking for a personality who's on the path of evolution to becoming a fully soul-expressed personality here in the earth plane. And understanding how it is that intimate connection between the will to act, the will to cause, and the will to express. The will to cause, the cause of all manifestation. So, if you are part of yourself as soul, identify the cause of all the manifestations and precipitations, we might add, in your life. Call on the will to cause, not only for strengthening your connection with soul, but for another very important reason. And that is responsibility. To open your hearts and your minds to the idea of taking responsibility for everything in your life. Remembering that you are a part of a greater whole. You are a part of your Creator. You are not only the lover, but you are the beloved. And this will to cause energy, this will to aspire, to raise your consciousness, and to increase your ability to love. You are your soul in this illusion, in this sequence, at this place in this illusion. So, opening your heart, just imagining your heart energy opening up, just allowing the sounds and the sensations to create within you the energy of expansion. And expanding into higher energies in every form and field. Through your etheric field, your physical field, your emotional field, your mental field, and that connection, that anacorana you've been building, feeling it, feeling how it travels through the crown chakra all the way up through your body and out the crown chakra and reaching upward, feeling that, fueling it with aspiration, with the desire to be closer to your creator. To walk side by side through this illusion. And as this expression, this full soul expressed personality, comes the ability to manipulate reality. Not manipulate in a negative sense. Manipulate in the sense of combining energies in such a way as to produce a desired outcome. And while the will to express is the vehicle, and also part of the contents of the vehicle, it is the energy of desire. And the more rightly directed the desire, the closer the outcome will be. And just for a moment, remembering that, knowing that that is something that you as yourself, as soul, set the intent to have in this lifetime. And here you are. Here you are answering the call, aligning with soul's intent. With gladly, willingly surrendering to the wisdom of yourself as soul. And that greater wisdom can be brought to bear in your everyday life if you will only seek it. Seek it and desire it. Desire it and seek it. And that doesn't mean to chase and run after. It means to open up, to find where the connection already is and do those things that deepen it. And as you deepen that relationship, wonderful, magical, amazing things begin to happen. And you grow in your faith and your optimism that you can have the life you desire, that you can have all that is in your highest and best, and the highest and best of all concerned. For you are a part of all concerned as well. And so, finding now in or around or near your will center, you might find a secondary sun, usually above and to the left of, and just finding that sun energetically, this energy center. And this energy center can act as a, not only a receptor, but a collector. And it collects this energy that then is able to radiate through and through your personal will, helping you to adjust to greater levels of divine will. To allow divine will to work more thoroughly and completely and deeply through and through you, raising your ability to have the power to choose the way. And through choosing the way, opening the door for all who come after, just as someone or many someone's opened the door through which you are now beginning to pass. Passing into a greater knowledge of and utilization of energies, divine will energies being made available to certain groups of people as they are ready. And want to caution you not to overdo working with this sun, that this is an energetic pattern best determined by yourself as soul, and opening and setting your intent to hearing the right timing of it the right time to work with the sun and in the right way, in right relationship, and in right relationship with soul, whose task it is to increasingly make these energies available to you as you are ready. And now for a moment, seeing that arc of aspiration that leads upward from the heart, through the mind, through that ability, into the ability for wise and intelligent love, and hovering just above the crown chakra, and simply letting it melt upward. No pushing, no energizing beyond this, no efforting. Just allowing it to progress as it will. And now, returning to that sun, I want you to look upward through the body to the high heart center. And drawing a direct line from this sun to the high heart, you'll notice it's about a 45 degree angle. And the energy of the sun is migrating toward the high heart. And again, this is not an efforting or pushing. It's not even an exercising. It's an allowing and watching and patiently unfolding. Really important why so many of you have chosen to work with patience. It's a very, very, very valuable skill and quality to master. And we will tell you again, patience is not doing nothing. Patience is a space. It is a state of being. When you are being patient, you are actively being. You are not waiting. You are in a state of patience. Call on the will to express for more patience. And combining that call to the will to express, which must always come to you through your greater self, through your self as soul. And as the energy of the will to express the qualities you have called for, in this case, patience, is infusing your self as soul with greater levels of patience, helping them and helping you. And taking a deep breath in all the way down to the pelvic floor and holding it. Holding it for a count or two more than feels completely comfortable. and then exhaling slowly. And taking another breath all the way to the pelvic floor and holding it for a count or two longer than feels comfortable. And slowly exhaling. And for a third time, breathing in all the way to the pelvic floor. Holding it longer. And letting it go even slower than before. And at the end of these breaths, the next time you listen to this meditation, feel the presence of patience there at the bottom of the breath. Right before you release it, bring all of your attention to that point and open all your senses. And now, would like you to shift in your seat, change your position in some way, letting the muscles rearrange. And while you're letting your muscles rearrange, letting go of everything we've talked about before, and starting anew. And in this moment of new, where we don't know what comes next, hold the thought of not knowing in your mind, loosely, gently. Just not knowing and being just fine. Not knowing what comes next and being just fine. For in this space, this space is filled with faith. The faith you have gained through bridging to yourself as soul, and through soul to the mind monad, and through monad and soul to the universal mind. And the energy falling all the way back down to your concrete mind, filling it with divine ideas, new ways of being, new perceptions about who you are and who you can become. As you express more and more of yourself as soul. Coming back slowly into the room when you are ready, we bid you namaste.